Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Hi, David.
Hi, Robin.
Weird. Holy smokes.
Oh, my goodness.
So strange. And it just seems that every day is perhaps just a little more strange than the last.
You don't sound like you're across town.
Nor do you. I mean, this is a first. The podcast via Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you holding up?
Oh, pretty well. Yeah. Better this week than last, I'd say.
Sure.
A little less shocking.
Sure.
I mentioned before we started recording that the last couple of days I finally stopped checking the news, and that's helped a lot. Highly recommended. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, I think my response was kind of the opposite. You know, last week I was my glass half full. Proclivity was really shining through. This is an adventure. And then, you know, over the weekend, I was reading more news. Things are just feeling a little more scary. And then, you know, I have to say that yesterday, my anxiety was really through the roof. And here we are. You know, nothing has changed that much for my family. And I mean, obviously it has, but we are in really good shape. And I think just the knowledge of how others are experiencing this pandemic and all of the implications in their lives. And then on top of that, reading the news just really kind of caught up with me and got to a point where it definitely was not able to serve me in the best way. So yeah. I've had to step back a little bit too. And of course, even doing so, realizing that is a privilege to be able to do that. Right.
I guess that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, not doing too bad. The kids are remarkably resilient. That's been a really bright spot.
Mm-hmm. Same here. They've really been getting along pretty well, and yeah.
Yeah, I have to say they might even be kind of liking it. If it weren't for the not being with their friends part, that's the worst.
Sure.
But, you know, sleeping in a little bit and being home with the dog, it's not the worst thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, we happened to get chickens, our first ever. And, you know, last week, Mr. Eklund, our year with me teacher, had ordered some for himself and they were coming. And I remembered his last batch of chickens and ducks with great fondness and said, "Oh, I have always wanted to have chickens." And he said, "Well, you know, I have a few extra and, you know, now would be the time." And so just last Tuesday, he dropped off three of the cutest little chicks. And so that has been really fun for us. The chickens are just so funny. And you've never had chickens.
Not live ones.
Right.
No, I have a lot of chickens that are in an edible condition.
Yeah.
But no, not live ones.
Well,
so tell me one funny chicken story.
Well, their names are very funny. You know, the names that the girls came up with, they came up with Ramona and Pancake, who was originally Popcorn, but is now Pancake. And I named Ethel. But the way they fall asleep is so funny because you're quite sure, especially if you've never had chickens and you're not familiar with how they do it, the way they stretch their necks out and they look like maybe they're dying. And then they just kind of, I wish I could demonstrate it for you, the way they stick their necks way out and their eyes close and they're just almost narcoleptic. First it was alarming, but then it was just funny and they grow so fast.
Do they stay indoors with you all the time at this point, this age?
At this point, yes, they're under a heat lamp and they are currently at the foot of our bed, which some people have said, "What? That is crazy." But for me, in order to be able to sleep and not worry about the chicks, I think, "Oh, what if the heat lamp, you know, what if the bulb went out?" You know, and the nice thing about the chickens is that they will let you know if they're distraught. But if they weren't in my bedroom, I wouldn't be able to hear them. So, So the first night was just like having a newborn because I woke up so many times. I didn't have a thermometer in there. I just had, you know, I was just watching their behavior, but I couldn't do that while I was sleeping. And so the next day I said, "Oh, this will never work." So we managed to get a thermometer, and you know, that certainly helped. And then having them up here bedside is, you know, just like remember those co-sleepers that we would have with our babies that, you know, would just attach to the bed? I mean, it's...
yeah. Okay, so I have to ask you one technical question.
Sure.
So the thermometer, it doesn't like alert you, does it? I mean, how does having the thermometer there keep you from feeling the need to check all the time?
Well, because I can see if it's, you know, around 90 degrees in a certain portion of their box. And so that just... it just takes the guesswork out of it.
I see.
But again, I mean, if they were too cold, they would really holler. And if they were too hot, they would also holler. And so part of it is, you know, just watching their behavior. Chickens are pretty good at self-regulating. And yeah. And, you know, I have to give a shout out to Mr. Eklund. I mean, what a gift for our children during this time. Yeah. He's so knowledgeable, and it sure was a sweet morning when he brought them by. The girls could not believe it when we said that we were getting chickens. I mean, they were just over the moon. I thought Lucy's eyes were going to bug out of her head. She may have screamed.
I don't remember. Do you have other pets that might be a danger to those chickens? Do you have cats or?
No, we have dogs, but we have taken every precaution. And the Browns gave us a sweet little coop that Stephen has been reinforcing. And, you know, we have a plan for a little chicken run and yard that will go right in our side yard that is separate from the where the dogs hang out in the backyard. So he's been busy at work on that, and we're going to paint it, and, you know, good times.
Lovely.
Sweet spot.
Adding to the memorable time.
Yeah.
All right. And we have just spent the first 15 minutes talking about chickens.
Yeah. Well, we don't, you know, feel free to edit that out.
We got nothing to do. We're all stuck at home. Let's talk about chickens.
Chicken chat.
I like it. A new show.
Yeah. It's, you know, we want to hear from other people how you've been passing your time.
There you go. This is the first segment in that series. How have you been passing your time?
Yeah, what are some of the sweet spots? I mean, I know that there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of scrambling, you know, to get into a new routine. I mean, I don't want to minimize that for one second, you know, when I talk about the sweet spots and the silver linings, because this has been so disruptive.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bright spots, though, I'm going to do a abrupt pivot here. You ready?
Yes.
I can think of one bright spot for the Froschels.
Me too.
Can you?
I sure can.
Because that happened during the thing. Because another bright spot related to this was the lovely raffle drawing. That was such a hoot.
That was a first. This time on March 21st, we had our raffle drawing scheduled, and we thought about all the different ways to do it. Do we postpone it? Do we not? You know, what can we do within the confines of gaming law? And we just said, you know what? We are going with all of the cancellations amidst all of those. We said, we need some good news. And so we decided to have very few people present and do the raffle drawing via Facebook Live.
Yeah, and we tuned in. It was great. It was really fun.
Thank you. We had no idea what we were doing. When I watched it later, I had to laugh because I was the one filming and just shouting, you know, if ever I'm doing Facebook Live again, I'll be sure to speak in a softer tone.
We were right in the middle of dinner. I'd set a little timer for myself. I was like, oh, hey, it's time. So we pulled some device out and propped it up somewhere, and we all watched it while we ate.
Oh,
it was
fun.
It was a real hoot. Yeah. Set a nice tone.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you watched. And, you know, if you did miss it, then you can see that right via our Facebook page.
And who are the winners again?
So the grand prize was Brendan Froschel, one of the parents in the school.
Yep.
Second prize, Helen Krieger. And then the third prize was Levi Froschel. So two
prizes for the same household.
Yes.
Holy
cow. That's unheard of. And you better believe that we mixed those tickets, you know, I mean, just something fierce.
Sure you did.
We did before they went in the raffle drum, and I took a turn, and Hallie took a turn, and, you know, Simon took a turn. I mean, so that was really remarkable, and they were delighted.
Oh, I bet. That was so fun.
Thank you so much to Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet for sponsoring Driftless Angler, and also Blue Dog Cycles for sponsoring this year's raffle.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It really was. I mean, last year you had the first sort of all family friendly part, and I thought, oh, that's so great. I just can't wait to do that again. And I was looking forward to it this year.
Sure.
But this is going to end up every bit as memorable.
I think so too. And maybe next year we can do both the family fun night and still, do it via Facebook Live, in case somebody can't join us. Maybe we can do both.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Combine them. All right. Excellent. Well, let's continue with our list of things to discuss. So the next one is relating to all the emails we're getting.
We're all getting
a lot of emails. And the emails are kind of the kind that we haven't received before, like class assignments and clarifications and Zoom invites. So just for the information, specific epidemic information related to what we're doing at the school, there was a particular page set up at the PleasantRidgeWaldorf.org website. So you can get everything there if you want. And the way to get that is you go to the site under Our School, which is the first menu choice. You click on that, and the last item at the bottom of that list says COVID-19 information. All kinds of other resources and updated information.
Sure.
All the official things.
Sure. Frequently asked questions, how to talk to your children about this emergency. Lots of good information. And so please do check that out. And speaking of great resources, can we talk about the last podcast?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because that has really informed how we have kind of settled into this new normal for us at home.
The stuff from Kim, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. I've heard several good responses to that. So yeah, we had a 5-part audio series. I say we. Kim John Payne produced a 5-part audio series on his own website and his own podcast, and he generously agreed to let us reproduce that on our podcast. So that's been really good. One thing since then, he's also produced a specific sort of for this time sort of self-regulation meditation for parents. Related to the one from the Being at Your Best book, but not so much enough different for this scene that it was worth, this situation that it was worth reproducing that. That's also available directly on his website and in his podcast. And a third thing, if I may say, we're just announcing today and tomorrow, actually. Now, those other ones are free and available to everybody. We have a new home practice guide, the one that's really the foundational one, the Simplicity Parenting Home Practice Guide is out just now, this week. Special introductory price, a special bonus module on decluttering. And you can go to simplicityparenting.com, see about that.
I can't wait to see that. That's something that we've tried to do. And so, David, will you remind me of the name of the audio series that we streamed from our podcast, those episodes, Kim's episodes?
Troubling Times, Anxiety Rising, Schools Closing, and Way More Time at Home with the Kids.
Way more time.
Oh, my goodness.
And what I really liked about those is how accessible they were. One night I stayed up and I listened to all 5, as I was cleaning feverishly. And the thing that I liked about them, too, is that they are applicable really at any age. And so I can't say that I'm doing it perfectly, but I have implemented some of those suggestions about, trying to keep to a routine and how grounding that is for the children. I would say that, now that schoolwork is coming home, Mr. Shermer in the first grade does a daily radio hour with Mr. Shermer that has been, well, it's definitely been such a grounding force for us, but it's so sweet to hear him in his element. I mean, we've always known how great Mr. Shermer and Miss Carey are, but to be able to have a window into how they are with the children during instruction and exploration has been so beautiful. And and maybe at some point, maybe we could ask him if we could share a little bit on the podcast, because it's been so sweet.
I would love to hear those.
Yeah.
Okay, so what ended up happening, by the way, with the 40th anniversary dinner?
The 40th anniversary dinner was scheduled for March 28th and, of course, had to be postponed. But celebrate we shall. We are going to host that dinner on Saturday, September 12th. All folks who have already purchased tickets, we were so close to being sold out. So we went ahead and just had those tickets that were already purchased transfer over to the new date.
Okay,
unless that doesn't work for someone, and then they can let us know. And then this summer, as it gets closer, we will let folks know when remaining tickets become available.
Great.
And, you know, it was too bad, but, you know, as we think about, you know, all that we have to celebrate, you know, think about how much sweeter it will be when the time comes and it will be beautiful outside. And yeah. We've even wondered if it would be possible to be able to have something outside. We'll see. It is going to take place at the school either way. But because we were so close to being sold out, we wondered, you know, are we going to need to have more tickets?
Oh, sure.
You know, available and things like that. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted.
Well, we look forward to that. Knocking on wood for September 12th.
Indeed.
There's a new Facebook page, I understand. I hadn't really noticed that. What's this? How is this different from the one we have, the public-facing page?
Well, this Facebook group, Pleasant Ridge Parents, is a closed group. And one of the things that will be so important during this time is keeping connected to one another. And we felt that it would be really nice to have a private group where we could, that was more interactive, where yeah. folks can share their experiences. Words of encouragement. Some folks have been posting pictures of different projects that the children are working on. So that has been a really great way to stay connected. And in some of the content, we're still posting right on our public page. But if it's, you know, some things that maybe folks don't want to share, you know, if it's yeah. photographs of their children or something like that. So that's always a format too. So if you'd like to join, you can just look up Pleasant Ridge Parents.
Just search on that at Facebook.
Sure. And then, you know, you just ask to join
yeah.
and then we approve that.
A lot of this stuff we're talking about will be sent out in an email fairly soon. And there'll be a direct link to it in there too, but good to know you can just search like that.
Sure. So thanks to all who have already been posting and interacting in that way. It's nice to have another platform.
There's been an update on how to pick up and drop things off at the school. Is that right?
That's right. So in the interest of safety, the school lobby is now inaccessible, and weather totes or weatherproof totes have been placed on the front steps of the school for those who have items to pick up and drop off. The teachers will be in touch. Some teachers are sending everything electronically. You know, each class has a different scenario. So no need to rush over to the school unless your teacher has indicated that there's something there for you to pick up or drop off.
Sure.
As far as picking things up, it was nice to see that Jerry Shanka, our handwork teacher, had different projects for every class that she was able to put in the totes. And
yeah, that was really good.
Some work from Spanish, and Mr. Eklund had been working with the second grade students on weaving their own baskets. And so it was really fun to see their progress there, you know, in their little cubbies and
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, most of the stuff for the fifth grade, they received via email, but not all of it. Like you say, there was the handwork. Frances needed to schedule a FaceTime call with Miss Jerry because she was stuck on her socks. And
Sure. That's really sweet.
She's been taking piano and cello both via FaceTime. It works great.
Nice.
I mean, it works, you know, better than you'd think.
Sure. Mari is taking recorder lessons with Miss Pedretti.
Okay.
Via Zoom. And we will start violin back up. I don't know about this week because I'm still just kind of swimming in the overwhelm. But I just talked to Miss Madura today, and it sounds like probably next week we will be ready to move forward with that.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Speaking of things to do, cranes? What's going on with those?
Oh, so for the 40th anniversary, the planning committee undertook this great project where we decided we would make hundreds of origami cranes to represent the students past and present at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School. And the vision for those is that they would all be hung in various stages of flight together. And just how beautiful that would be to represent, you know, flying off into the world and taking all the good that they've learned at Pleasant Ridge, all the good ways they've learned to be in community and those kinds of things. And it was just a visual representation that just kind of came about. And so Shelley Brenneman organized a couple of workshops with Joan Delande to come and teach us how to make the cranes. That's a sweet project. It's so meditative and it's really satisfying. I didn't think I would get it. I'm not a crafty person, but I was able to do it. And both adults and children alike came to those workshops, and we have about 300 cranes now. Wow. All together in a most gorgeous heap of color in the front office, but we need quite a few more. So if that is something that you would like to do with your family or on your own, I would be happy to send some origami paper your way. 10 sheets, 20 sheets, you know, let me know what you are, how you're feeling about that. And then you can just hold on to those and get those back to us to join the flock.
That's great.
In September.
Another item that came up is that we will be having spring break this year. It's April 10th through the 19th. Originally scheduled?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're basically just taking spring break. So all those assignments will stop for that time. We can all go to Florida and hit the beach.
No.
No.
It's staycation for us all. And it sounds like, I think that some teachers had said that, you know, there would be plenty of, you know, offerings to get folks through. We've received plenty of work and ideas for how to stay engaged.
A little more chicken time.
Yeah, because, gosh, probably around that time, I'm trying to think, when would they be ready to go outside? I'll have to keep you posted.
Okay.
Yeah, but spring cleaning?
Sure.
You know, and decluttering, and
yep.
Now's the time.
So there were some adjustments made to re-enrollment, of course, because that was always a face-to-face process. Anything we needed to tell folks here about that, you think?
Yes, re-enrollment time. So historically, we have had folks come in and talk with the finance coordinator and look over their contracts and make sure, you know, all was up to snuff. And this time around, we have Jen Caselius on staff, who has joined us. She's a parent in the kindergarten, and oh, so lovely, if you haven't had a chance to meet her. But now you will, because this time around, we're going to do it a little differently. We would really love for this to not only be a time to go over the participation and financial contract, but also to really just have a check-in to see how things are going and about your experience and engagement in the life of the schools. So the meeting participants would include me and Jen Caselius, and then also you, the parents, who have a participation in financial contract with the school. We're really looking forward to this opportunity to visit with folks and in any ways in which we can be of service. So generally those PFCs are finalized in between May and June 15th, or the end of the fiscal year, which would be June 30th. We'll keep you posted, and we will have, since there will be so many meetings taking place, we will have an online sign up too, where folks can sign up. We'll have office hours and folks can sign up for a slot where they come in and we can convene. And now it's possible and perhaps even likely that those may need to happen virtually. So we may need to set up a Zoom call or a Skype meeting. But as we learn more, we'll certainly keep you posted.
That sounds great. All right, then. Well, so I think that might be it.
Yeah. I think that's it for this week.
Good to be back with you, even though it's virtual.
Yes. Thank you for the chicken chat. Thanks for indulging that.
That's funny.
And everybody be well. We will be back in touch shortly.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care.